י"א עמוד בייס, יהיה דקה שרפופה השד, that even though the case of Rabbi Gamliel was not Oymed Betzad Chatzera, Nula said you need Oymed Betzad Chatzera, Das Acheres Makne Shani. And Rashi had said, Asvorim, that since it's Das Acheres Makne, Neuche Matonezu Liknois, Afogidei Neumed Betzad Asodim. Das a kinyan that comes to a das acheres is neiche liknois. That means even though it's not a chotzer a mishtameres, but since it's das acheres maknes, even a chotzer gerua can also be kaine. We have a siyu and the kinyan from the makne. So the Gemara had asked Akashe, by yet, it's also das acheres makne, and Ula had said, you need that it should be a medis bitzad chatzera. So we are on the bottom line of the omad, Ella omar Rabashi. So Rabashi said a teretz as follows. Chotzer is raboi mishem yad, v'loigora mishlichis. Kabiget the choivula ein chovin laodom ella befonov. Kabe matone the schusuloi zochin laodom sheloi befonov. Let us see Rashi. Now, we will not start the Rashi from the beginning of Rashi, ella marvashi. Marsha says this is not the Lashon of Rashi. We'll start 5 lines from the bottom. So we have a kasha, but let us just appreciate. We have a problem now. Rapopa said that a matone that is das acheres makne, we do not need oimed betzad sadeyu, even though it's a chotzer sheina mishtameres, it also helps. And Ula said by get, the same Ula that said, Oymed Betzat, you need Oymed Betzat Sodeyu, by Metziah said by get, you also need Oymed Betzat Sodeyu, and then there's Adas Acheres Mak. So, let us start 5 lines from the bottom, the 4th word on the line. Taime di Yeshchilik ben get lematon. There's a difference between get lamatone. Va'aval gav the tavayu das acheres maknoisam. Even though both of them is das acheres makne, and we have a concept with this das acheres makne, noiche matone zu liknois, va'aval gav dein oimid bezada, so there's das acheres makne, you do not, afila kinyin kolde who would help. You don't need a chotza mishtameres. Afal pikein, there's a difference between get and matot. Mishum dahach chotza, af al gav is raboi mishum yad. Chotza is raboi mishum yad kedamoran leil. Leigora mishlichis. But a chotza can also be koina out shlichis. Dinami loy is raboy mivenosan veyodo. I feel I wouldn't have a posik that would tell us that chotzer is koine. Have enafgalon chotzer mishlichis. And this is Rashi Shite. That wherever shlichis helps, chotzer also helps. Chotzer is legorem mishlichis. Vechi itzter l'ribuyei mishum yad. Aye, so if chotzer can work out shlichis, so wherever shlichis helps, chotzer helps, so why do you need a special ribui by get, that chotzer is koine, and there it's koine mishum yad, mishum koten uktane delesnayu b'teire shlichis. Because a cotton by a the posuk is speaking by a ktane, the lesnayu b'toyre shlichas. A ktane cannot make a shliach. So just like a ktane cannot make a shliach, so a chotze cannot be her shliach b'toyre shlichas, because ain shlichas le cotton. So for that we need itzterich. So we need a posuk that tells, but there's a new concept. Chotze mitam yad. So Mamela Aktane is a yad, Aktane is a chutz. But v'cholheche de isel ishliches isel din chutz. But we didn't fall off that yisod that wherever shliches helps, chutz can help. We need a posik to tell us that by get chutz helps, to tell us Aktane can have a chutz, even though Aktane can't make a shliach. But the concept that whenever one can make a shliach, a chotzer could be koine, that's a dover hamuskim. Hilkach. Gabi get du choiv hu lo. Get is a choiv. Ein chovin lo odom el lefonov. Kloima. Ein odom yochel leyoseis shliach lo choiv odom shaloi midaitoi. A person cannot become a shliach to be chav for someone shaloi midaito. So v'chatzeiro nami lav b'toyre shliches motzis lasuye t'tiskarish shaloi midaito. So a get bal kocho, if she doesn't want to be a get, so memele. So just like one cannot become a shliach shaloi midas of the bailim in chavin lodom ela b'fondav, that means you can only become a shliach through a minoy. Without a minoy, you can't become a shliach. Hilkach beget leitabaya ela mishim yad. So a get bal kocha. The Zarash ben Gittin that speaks about a case when a get is a schus for her. What will be then? But let's not talk about such a case. Let's talk about a normal case that a get is a choiv. She doesn't want a big get. So this get will not become her shliach because the chotzer won't become her shliach because she doesn't want the chotzer to become her shliach. Fine. So later bayu elo mishum yad. So the only way a get bal kocha can help, can only help if he puts it into her chotzer, if the chotzer is her yad. Umayodo dismuchalo, av chatzeiro bismuchalo. So memela, so now Rashi is telling us, you say this. That means like this. That a get bal kocho, the chotzer cannot work out the parsha of shliches, because ein chovin lo odom, Ela Bafonov, that means that one cannot become a shliach without the rotzen of the mishalach. And by get poshet, she doesn't want to be get poshet in his achoy. So the parsha of shliches by get is not applicable by a get bal kocho. So there's a din that chotzer works als yad. And I have a posik that chotzer can also work als yad. Now, a chotzer that works als yad, it can only work als yad if it's dum yediyad. What does that mean, dum yediyad? Mayad dismuchalo av chotzer dismuchalo. This is a memra of Ule in Mesechtes Gittin, that if the Torah was marbe, that a chotzer is called her yad, it's only considered a yad when it's dum yediyoto. When it's dum yediyoto. Just like a yad is smuchalo, the chotzer has to be smuchalo. So therefore, Ule said by a get, the only way she could be kain a get if it's aimedes mitzad chatzero, so then the chotzer is kain al tziyad. Al shliches, it can't work al shliches because it's bal kocho and ain chavin lo odom ela b'fonav. Fine. So that what Ula said, you asked Akasha, Rapope said that that's a cheres makne, you don't need a chotzer a mishtameres, fine. But there's a new problem by get. By get is a problem, it can only work out yad, because in chom lod mele befono. So memele can only work out yad, there's a tonight that mayoda desmuchala of chatzera desmuchala. Now let's go further. Gabe matona deschusoloi. But by matona it's a schus. Zochen loy laodom shaloi befono. So that it's zochen loy laodom shaloi befono. Vishaloi midatoi. There you don't even need his das. The anan sadi denechalei shatei shluchai. That means, that's anan sadi. That means shlichus. Again, Shitas Rashi is wherever there's a parsha of shlichus, chotzer can help, because chotzer is also a shliach. And whenever there's an ansadi that I want that he should be, that the chotzer should be my shliach, so that's equivalent to a minui of shlichus, so the chotzer can work out shlichus. The anan sadi de nechale shetahei shlucha. Hilka. Ki lesa bitzat chatzere. So even though now we'll come to the case of what Rav Papa was speaking about, Rav Papa said that, by Matone, the problem was how was Rabbi Yeshua, and Rabbi Kiva kind of the matonis, they weren't oimit betzatzadeyu. So, you don't need oimit betzatzadeyu, because there it's kind of als shlichis. By shlichis, there's no din of oimit betzatzadeyu. Ki leso betzat chatzayra, de leko lidamuye liyodo, take, it's not doime liyad, de einas muchalo, but it can work out shliches. Ki heicha de shluchai zoicha loy shaloy befono. Chatzeirai nami zoicha loy shaloy befono. Fine. So memele, we have a kashe. Here we said, according to Ule, Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Kiva was zoiche in the matonis to the chotzer, even though they weren't oimdim betzad chatzeirom. Well, that's because there by matonis it works als shliches and zochel l'adam shloi befonav. They don't have to be there. So you'll ask a kashe between shliches, between matone and get. So we have, the Gemara answered the Teretz. By get, since it's Bal Kolcho, it does not work out the parsha of Shlichis. So therefore you need, it only works out Yad, and you need the concept Mayoda de Smuchalav, Chatzera de Smuchalav. By Matone, it's a Schus, so there it can work out Shlichis, so you don't have to be there. So that's the difference between Matone, Rababe Estakashe, Tohule, was Rabbi Yeshua, Oimed Betzad Chazer. You don't need Oimed Betzad Chazer. Finish. Shalom al Yisrael. Now, we have here one problem, a major problem. We have, Ula said, and that's how the whole problem really started, Ula said that by Metzia, you need Oimed Betzad Chazer. And there we start now. There's also a schus. We should also say, should also help our shliches. Here we have a problem. And the Gemara did not address this problem. The Gemara just said there's a difference between get and matone. Matone the schus. And what's with metziah? Somehow the Gemara doesn't talk about it. But that's a problem which has to be addressed. Umiyu gabi metziye. Ki lese gabo. What's by metziye? Dloinavke mischiyosa mishum yat. There, it won't help out yat. Leke leribuye mishliches. we can't be marba al shlichis. The gabi shlichis ike das hasheleach oy das shliach avol chotzo leke loy das sheleach loy das shliach hilkach beinen chotzo mishtameres. Now we have to understand that we don't understand Rashi. Rashi asks a kasha by Metzia, and Rashi says, well, Al-Tiyadah can't work because they're not standing there. I Al-Shlichis, there's no Das HaSheleach or Das Sheliach. Finished. Now, what happened? So what does that mean? And then Rashi says, and what's by Matone? But Rashi doesn't explain the difference. Hilkach binen chotzer mishtameres. Now, how did that rectify all the problems? This is a very difficult Rashi. Now, I'd like to say over the Chiddushei Haran that says Pshat in Rashi. The Chiddushei Haran says Moiridiki Yisoides, and we'll try to understand the Ran. The Ran says as follows. Peirish Rashi Zal, the Rav Ashi Aperuke the Rav Popekoi. Now, number one, the Ran says Rashi is going to explain the Teretz of Rav Popek. We're sticking with Rav Popek. That means we asked Akasha and Ula, you said by Metzian, you'd Oymed Betzat Sadeo. So how was Rabbi Yeshua Koine? He wasn't Oymed the Betzat Chatzairoi. So Rav Popek said, that's a Cheres Makne. So the Ran says, number one, we are going with Rav Popek. We're going with Rav Popek. That's Aleph. Perish Rashi Zal, the Ravashi Aperuke, the Rav Popekoi. The Omar Das Acheres Makna Oison Shan. Number one, we're sticking with Rav Popek. Vachi Koma. Hai Chotzer Mishum Yad Yisraboi. Vekiven Shekein Mayoda Besmuchlo Av Chetzer Besmuchlo. Umiyu Chotzer works out Yad. In Chotzer that works out Yad, it has to be Smuchlo. Umiyu afilu eino smuchalo, even though it's not smuchalo, they go to mishliches, but it can help all shliches. Hilkach. Gabi get duchoy vulo, get a zachoy, v'yevshe lachatzeru shetikn lo miteru shliches, al miteru yad. By get, it can't work all shliches. Hilkach. Therefore, since it can only work out yad, bein mishtameres, bein eine mishtameres, binin she'emedes betzad beisoy or betzad chatzero, de kiven de miyoda gamrine smuchelo ve'ina. Finish. So by get, we can only work out yad, and since it can only work out yad, we have a klal, mayoda de smuchelo of chatzero de smuchelo. Fine. Avo b'matone de schus uloi, matone zaschus, chatzere koineloi, bein mishtameres, bein she'eino mishtameres, mitoire shliches. It works out shliches. You know, there's no difference, mishtameres, eino mishtameres. Vafilo eino imit bo, nefilo, he's not standing there. The zochin la'odam shaloi befonov, zeu toiref perush izah. That's Pshat Rashi. Rashi said, the chilek, there's a chilek between matone and get. Matone can work out shliches, shliches you don't need. Mishtameres, shliches you don't need. Oimet, smuchala. And it works. Finished. The rabbim hikshu, but many people ask, which is a very pertinent question, im kein afilu b'mitziye, de leke das acheres makne tikne sadei sheine mishtameres. You tell me you don't need mishtameres. Al shliches, you don't need mishtameres. So Ibazoi, so by Metziah, so let it also. Why did Ula say by Metziah? Afilu einai oimid bo mit, einai oimid bo mit eire schliches. Vizachin la adam shalai befon. Right? That's the problem. Veli nire she'ein zu kushye klal. So the Ran says, this is no kasha. The kivin, the mitoires shliches asine lo lechotza. Since chotza works al shliches, and shliches moyel elo bemokim shedas acheres makne. Shliches will only work when there's a das acheres makne, and that's by maton. Shliches will only work when there's a das acheres makne. Why? So first he's going to prove it, and then he's going to say a reason. Shreyata roye, he says, I'll prove it to you. Shenechleku lemailo b'magbia metzir lachaveiroi ikona chaveiroi iloikon. We had a whole shaila if magbia metzir chaveiroi ikona chaveiroi. Vafilu b'shaaso chaveiroi shliach lahagbia, even if he made him a shliach, to pick up the Metziah, is also machlokes magbi Metziah lechaveri kona chaveri. Ke oiso sheshoninu b'mishnoseinu, ro es ha Metziah v'oma lechaveri t'noli, and if someone saw a Metziah, it was reichav al b'beim, and he told someone else, give it to me, v'afilu b'chi agavne ikid demandi oma l'loi kona. He's not kona. Magbia metzia lechaveiroi leikon lechaveiroi. So now, so the Ran asks, why not? Why can't he be koine? Why can't he be koine by a metzia? Now, let us just stop for 1 second. So we would answer on this question, you know why he can't be koine? It's chav lacherem. It's also good. That's what we would say. Let's put that kasha on the side and let's see what the Ran is going to say. The Ran asks this, we will have a teretz to the Ran's kasha. But the Ran asks, why can you be zeicha metziah? I made him a shliach. Pick up a metziah for me. Why can't he be zeicha for me? This is the Ran's kasha. Afal pi, and the Ran, when he asks the kasha, he asks, afal pi shakul moidim. The heiche de das acheres makne zochen le lo odom aidei acher. So the Ran asks the kasha, if Reuben wants to give Levi a maton, and he tells Shimon, be zeiche for Levi, Shimon will be zeiche for Levi. So this is a din, I can be zeiche for Levi. Why can't I be zeiche a metziah for Levi? Number one. Number two, he says, Vafilu man da oma nam yagbi metzi lachaveri kona chaveri, loy mitam shliches hu oimakein, ala davke heiche deike le meima migu de zochi le namshi, zochi nami lachaveri. Vafilu you say it does help, it's als migu de zochi le namshi. But you can't be zoche. The Talmud, because the Gemara says clearly, me osha la oni deleke migu, kaim alon ke rabonon, damu yitnen aloni anim tzarishayim. When there's no migu de zochi le nafshe, you can't be zeiche. The time at the milse. So now, all of a sudden, the Ran is a kashe. He has a big problem. If Reuven wants to give Levi amaton and he tells Shimon to be zeiche, Shimon will be zeiche. And by Metziah, Shimon can't be Zeiche, even though Levi made him a Shliach. Why not? V'taima de Milse, Levi shi'i efshar liskois lechaveiroi mitoiras shlichos, elo imkein naser shluchoi shel bal hamomen. Amoyre deke yesod. The Ran says, if I want to be zeiche, we have over here three parties, Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. Shimon wants to be zeichet for Levi, Reuven's mother. So let us just try to understand. Perhaps this is the beer, but we can understand it a little bit, perhaps. In every hakna, there's hitzah v'achnasa, which means, in the transition, that Shimon is zeiche Reuven's mamon for Levi, so two things are happening. We're making it ois Reuven's, and we're making it become Levi's. That is the din in every transition that Shimon is zeicha matone of Reuven to Levi. He's taking it out of Reuven's rishus and being machnas it into Levi's rishus. Zokteran, in order to take it out of Reuven's rishus, you have to be a shliach of Reuven. You can't take it out of Reuven. A shliach that wants to be zeicha for Levi has to be a shliach of Reuven. He's doing two things. He's taking it out of Reuven's rishus and being machnas into Levi's rishus. Through shliches, he has to be a shliach of Reuven. And Kozman is not a shliach of Reuven. He is not capable of taking Reuven's chayfetz and being zeicha for Levi. You have to be a shliach of the Baal HaMomen. She efshe liskois lechaveiroi mitoire shliches alim keinase shluchoi shal Baal HaMomen. Veheiche deleke das acheres makne. So now, he starts talking. So if it's not by a matone, if Reuven would not be maskim, that Shimon should be zeiche Reuven's chayfetz for Levi, ain't kan bala mommy, she is a shluchas. I'm not a shlich of the bala mommy. If he's not masking that I should take out his moment, I should take his moment away from him and be zeiche for Levi, so I didn't become a shlich, so I can't do this. The Ran told us a yesoid. Hilkach. Fine. So now we just, the Ran told us a yesod. Others bring down, this is a Yerushalmi. But Al Koponim, the Ran says this yesod, to be zeiche for, in order for Shimon to be zeiche for Levi Momen, Reuven's Momen, he has to be a shliach of Reuven also. He's a shliach of Levi, a shliach of Reuven, and then he could take away Reuven's mamon and be zeichet for Levi. That's the din, and therefore you need das acheres makne. You have Reuven's consent, and I'm not only a consent, I become a shliach of Reuven. Fine. Hilkach. B'metziye, Chotzer eyev shelo liknois mitoirech shliches, v'loi mishom migu, v'loi shayech beiklal. Period. So the Ran, all of a sudden, said a mouthful. So he says, if by moment, you, in order to be zeich a moment, you have to be a shliach of the Baal a moment, so by metziye, a chotzer doesn't work out shliches, because you're not a shliach of the Baal a moment, Now, let us just think for 2 minutes what the Ran is saying so far. He's not finished with Rashi, but he just said, a moiridike yesod. He said, in order to be zeiche yenim's moment is, you have to be a shlich of the bala moment. And therefore, now let's go back to the Ran. He says, therefore, there was a whole sugya before, a magbi metzir lechaveiroi lekon lechaveiroi, and again, let's forget about Teifus Labal Chayiv, which the Ran doesn't talk about. You know why it doesn't help over there? Because he wasn't a shliach of the Baal HaMomen. He wasn't a shliach of the Baal HaBeit. Now, let's just stop 2 minutes. So what do you mean you have to be a shlich of the Bala moment? L'chayr was speaking about a hefkid, we're talking Metziah. But be Metziah l'chaveroi. Why do you have to be a shliach of the Bala moment? There's no Bala moment over here. So, the only way I can understand the Ran, and the Nesivis has pshat in the Ran, the Nesivis, the Psiche Tehulches Chotzer says pshat in the Ran as follows. The Nesivis says, Amoyredike Yisod, and he says as follows. If you have a Dover Hefker, something that's Mamish Hefker, he says, there's no problem whatsoever. Don't be a shlich shel Bala moment. The way we understood the holding of shluch shel moment, I'm taking away from the Bala moment. If there's hefker, there's no Bala moment. So I can be zeichet for someone else without batting an eyelash. There's no problem whatsoever. So the nesivis, but yiyush, after yiyush, there's a Bala moment. What the nesivis says, amoyredike yisod, that yiyush, when a person loses something, Reuven lost something, it belongs to Reuven. It's the Reuven's. What's yiyush? Yiyush means, let's just appreciate what the Nesiva says. Yiyush means that all the time I can't take Reuven's things. Is bailus, is ma'akaba, I can't take Reuven's things, it's Reuven's. After yiyush, the Torah said, you can take it. You can take it. That's the chiddush of yiyush. But it's Reuven. But you can take it. A Bailam can take it. Let's appreciate this for one more minute. So according to the Nesivis, what'll be the din? If Reuven lost something, he was Miyayish. He was Miyayish, right? Then all of a sudden he's walking in the street and he sees the thing that he lost. Ooh! Baruch Hashem! Shimon also sees it. Shimon goes and runs and picks it up. So the Nesivis, belongs to Reuven. Because it always was Reuven's, but Kozman is a matzav of Yiyush, he can take Reuven's thing. The minute Reuven saw it and he's not Miyayish anymore, so now he doesn't have to make a kinyan on it. You lost your heter to take Reuven's thing. Now it's Reuven's again. Finished. It's Reuven's. You can't take it anymore. So Yiyush is Reuven's. But Kozman is miyuyish, you can take it for Reuven and make it yours. But that's yush. Zokta Nesibis. Oh, so now we can understand what the Ran was talking about. So the Ran said, so the posugi of Magbi Metzila Chaveri Kona Chaveri, you know what the problem was? The problem was because the Metzia belonged to Reuven. And when the shliach is picking up the metziah, Reuven never made him a shliach to be zeichet for Levi. So when Shimon is picking up the metziah of Reuven, Reuven never made him a shliach to pick it up for Levi. So Shimon cannot be zeichet for Levi because he's not a shluchay shel Bala moment. He's not a shliach of the Bala moment. That was the whole problem in the Gemara. That was the whole problem of the Gemara Magbi Metzia L'Chaveir Leikon L'Chaveir. That was the whole problem. Fine. But it's a sorah to say, Migu de Zochi L'Navshi Zochi Nama L'Chaveir means I take it first for myself and then it goes, we had such a sorah in the Rabbeinu Tam, I take it for myself. I'm not a shliach. I take it for myself. For myself it goes to Shimon takes it for himself and then it goes to Levi. That's bigud the zochi l'nafshi zochi nami l'chaveir. Fine. If you hold that concept. If you don't hold that concept, it has to go al shliches. And then there's no bin shliches. You're not a shliach. You have to be a shliach of the Bala moment. You have to be a shliach of the Bala moment. And this is how the Ran learned pshat in the sugi. So by metziah, we have a problem by shliches. Because he's not a shliach of the Bala moment, and it only works als migud zochi l'nafshi zochi nami l'chaveir. That is, we're not up to our Rashi yet. We're not finished with our Rashi. But al kaponim, this is how the Ran enlightened us. There's a yisod you need in order to be zeicha for Levi, Shimon to be zeicha for Levi. You have to be a shliach of the Bala moment. After years, there's still a Bala moment, and since he didn't make you a shliach, he can't be zeicha. Period. That is
Unless it's the Miga de Zochil and Nafshe. Fine. Zokteran weiter. Zokteran. So now, let's talk about a Metzia. A Metzia falls into my Chotza. Now, so let's start clear. So, how can I be kind of the Metzia? A Shlichus. Shlichus won't work over here. For two reasons. Reason number one, because the Chotza never became a Shlich of the Balamami. Just like Amak Bia Metzia Lechaveiroi Lekon Lechaveiroi. Because you have to be a Shlich of the Balamami. The Chotza also can be Zoiche for the Bala Chotza al Shlichus, not a Shlich of the Balamami. Fine. So no parsha of shlichus. Fine. That's what the Ran says so far. So Memele, so now only now we have to scratch our heads. So now all of a sudden, so what is Chadiv? It's a Chotza Mishtameres. How does it help? Now we have a problem. It's a Chotza Mishtameres. So what? It's a Chotza Mishtameres. But, he's not standing there. So it's not a yacht. So the shlicha doesn't work. So how does a chotzer mishtameres work? We all said a chotzer mishtameres works by metzia. This problem the Ran has. He just told us a whole bunch of yesoides. Now the Ran is going to answer this problem. How does a chotzer mishtameres work by chotzer? By metzia. That's a problem. Now, just before we enter this shtik teira, what the Ran is going to say, we had mentioned before, we put it on hold, there was a whole sugya before, Teifus al-Bachayvim, Mokim Shechav al-Achayrim. The Ran is oblivious to that whole thing. He doesn't speak about Teifus al-Bachayvim. So either one of the two, either the Ran holds like Rashi, that by Shlichus, there's Bechlau no problem of Teifus al-Bachayvim, but there still is a problem of Shluchei Shabbal HaMomen, and that's what you need, Migud HaZochil HaNafshi. But Al Kaponim, who I saw in Mishnah Salevi, maybe he wants to say that the Ran held according to Rabbi Yochanan, it's not called Teifus Lebalchoy. So Mamela, so therefore he's not worried about the problem of Teifus Lebalchoy. There's only a problem of Shluchei Shabalamot. The Chitema. So fine. So now, so Shalom Yisrael. So Mamela Chotzer can work by Matone because he's a shluchei shal this Dasacheres Matne. So that means that the Baal HaMatone made the Chotzer. He wants that the Chotzer should be his shliach to be zeicher for the Baal HaChotzer. But Metzia doesn't work. The Chitaimim came after the Mishtameres. So why does a chotza mishtameres work by metzia? That's his problem. He has a problem. It's not a yad. If you're not standing there, it's not a yad. That means he's not a shluchish about a moment. So now the Ran has a problem. So how does a chotza mishtama, how is a chotza mishtama kaina metzia? That's his problem. Fine. Ika lemeima. So now this is a problem that the Ran has. Now the Ran says, a new shtik toira. Now later we're going to see that Rashi really is saying this, but I'll kapon him. First let's see how the Ran explains it. Ika lemeima. The chol shehi mishtameres lema shehu schusloi. Every chotzo that is mishtama for something that's a toive should possess, ki yodohi, it's like his yad. Why is it like his yad? The af mashe boli yodoi, ki nechelei delikni, when a person is kind of something, what does he do with it? He keeps it in his hand? B'chotzer ha-mishtameres unoisne. A person who acquired something, what does he do with it? He puts it away in a chotzer mishtameres. V'yad arichtohi. So every chotzer mishtameres is an extended yad. That means because everything that he wants to possess he puts in Achatz HaMishtameres, so that is called an extended yad. B'yad Arichti. Ma'ashe'en kein linyin gittin. When it comes to Aget, the kibin v'loy neche lo de tikna, she doesn't want to get, she won't put it away to, in Achatz HaMishtameres. Achatz HaMishtameres ain't a ki yada. Something that he doesn't want, he won't protect it in Achatz HaMishtameres. Adarabba, Meitziyei Mimen. So Memele, so the Ran says as follows. So there is, the Ran was just Machadish now, that there is two Oifanim that Achatz can be a Yad. There's one oifen that a chotzah can be a yad that we learn out from a pasuk. We learn out by get that we marbe chotzah, and that chotzah works alt yad. We have a limit that it works alt yad. That chotzah that it's considered a yad, we have guidelines. It has to be dumye de yoda. Mayoda de smuchalo, avchatzera de smuchalo. That chotzer that is derived from a limud from a posik has to be dum yediyat. Has to be dum yediyat. Mayoda de smuchalo, avchatzera de smuchalo. And therefore, by get, an isha can never become a goreshes unless she's standing next to the chotzer. And that is the memra of ule achotzer mishtameres. If she's standing there, she's geget. If she's not standing there, she's not geget. That is the parsha of chotzer that we have a posik. And that posik is by get. Now we have a svore. That chotzer can work out shliches. That's a svore. No psukim. This is a svore, rashi, shita. If a person can make a shliach, the chutz also becomes a shliach. But if it works out shliches, so the Ran says, then we need hilche shliches, and shliches is a kahiv to be shluchoi shel bala moment. The owner, since you're making a transition, you're making the shliach, let's say Shimon is making Reuven's money to become, to belong to Levi, Shimon has to be a shliach of Reuven as well as a shliach of Levi. So Mamele, you have to be a shliach of the Baal HaMomin. So by Matone, if the Baal HaMomin is maskim to give it over to a shliach, or the Baal HaMomin is maskim to put it into a chotzer, so the chotzer is a shliach of the Baal HaMomin, and at the same time, the chotzer is a shliach of the one that's going to the Baal HaChotzer. That's by Matone, and that's what Rapopo said. We didn't understand them in the beginning properly, but that was Rapopo said, that Matone shani das acheres makna, and das acheres makna lefiemis means it's shluchish abala moment. That's a taish das acheres makna. And that's all what the Gemara was talking about. That's all what the Gemara was talking about. The Gemara had a problem. Why by, we jumped on Rapopo, das acheres makna. Why by get you have to stand there? So, and that, Ravashi is answering, no. By get is chotzem itam yad, said it has to be dumi de yodo. By matone it's chotzem itam shliches, so you don't have to stand there. And now let's go hilchus shliches, it's shluchish about a moment. Well, it's asacheres makne. That's what Rapopo said. That's where we're finished. Now we just have a new problem by metzia. You need a chotzem mishtameres. Why do you need a chotzer mishtameres for velcha gutiyor? Why need a chotzer mishtameres? So now the Ran says a new svore. There's a chotzer mitam yad that works misvore, not from a posik. A svore. What is the svore? Since whatever a person is kine, he puts into a chotzer mishtameres, so that is called an extended yad. That's it. That's his yad, since he puts it there. So an achotza mishtameres is called an extended yad. So it works out yad, but I don't have to stand there. That's a svoridiki, but it has to be achotza mishtameres. So that, what Ule said, oimed ben chatzat chatzayroi by metziyeh, that is speaking about, oimed ben chatzayroi, it has to be mishtamer. This whole thing works by Chotzer Mishtama. By Chotzer Mishtama, you leave it in the Chotzer Mishtama. So that is called that the by Oymed Betzat Sadeyu, it becomes Mishtama or Yodoy. So then that Chotzer gets a shame Yad in your Koine. If it's not Mishtama, so theoretically Shlichas would work, but Shlichas can work because it's not a Shluchay Shabalamo. That is the Ran, how the Ran says Pshat and Rashi. Now, let us again see Rashi. Let us see how this fits in the words of Rashi. Umiyu gabi vitziya. Now, here Rashi addressed the problem. Umiyu gabi mitziya. Ki lese gabo. If he's not standing there, it doesn't work out yet. It will not work out shlichis. The gabe shlichis ike das hashoyleach. So lechere here, the Rashi means the das of the bala moment. You need shlichis of the bala moment. Oy das shliach. So da shliach is a mishnah lady means or could work as mika de zochi le nafshi zochi nami le chavre. The Ran had a gemara and apresa magbi mitzichver le kona chaveroi because he don't have he's not a shluchi shabal a moment and there's no mika de zochi le nafshi. So Rashi says by mitzia you need one of the yach to be zeicher for himself and here we don't have both of them. Avul chotze leke loidashe leyach vloidashe leyach. Hilkach beinon chotze hamishtameres. That's how the mashal is geiris. Na chotze hamishtameres is a svoredike yad. Because whatever a person possesses, he puts in the chotze hamishtame. So that's a yoda arichte. This is how the Ran said pshat in Rashi. So this is Rashi's Mahalach in the Sugya. We have here a Rebbe, the Ran, and they told us Pshat and Rashi, and this is Pshat and Rashi. Now, let us just say one thing. We learned the Gemara. We have to understand the Ran just said a new Yisod. The Ran said a new Yisod that there's a chotzer hamishtameres can be kaine als yad, a fellow is not standing there. This the Ran just told us a new Yisod because this is a svaradik yad. Rabbi Kiveger asks, he brings down this Ran, he understood every word of the Ran, he says, but he has a tremendous problem. In the Gemara and Afyud Aleph, Amid Aleph, the Gemara said, Yalfine Metziya Miget, Lo Yalfine Metziya Miget, there was a Shaila, Aktane has a Chotzem Itam Yad, that's a Gzeres HaKosav Diki Yad, but says, by Aktano, it's her Yad, she's standing there. Now the Gemara class of Shail does a Ketan, can a Ketan be koina a Metziye, can a Cotton be koina a Metziye. A whole shakla vetariye. Yalfine Metziye get, loy Metziye, loyfine Metziye me get. Frekt Rabbi Kevege, the Ran just told us now, there's a Chotzer that's koina mitam yad. They don't learn out from get. We have, and of Yudalov, we learn now that, by a Ketano, Chotzer's Koine Mitam Yad, and Meile Gametziya Kabil also help. Now we have a Shail, what'll be by a Cotton? There's a Yafina Cotton Mitana, Leafina. So it would seem from the Gemara that's the pashas of the Gemara. By Ketana works out Yad, by Cotton the camp works out Yad, only works out Shlichas. Lachere, if I tell Bekevege, this, by Metzi can work out Yad also. We just said Achotza Mishtameres. Achotza Mishtameres is also kind of out Yad. There's a new concept. He does not know how the Gemara and Daf Yud Aleph stims with the Ran and Daf Yud Beis. But Al Kolponim, this is the Shitas Aran, the Shitas Rashi, and, see, Tosfos is another parsha.